What's the guy from?
In general, Cordero, do you think the defenses are paying more attention to you now in your second year?
You know, I really don't know. You know, that's kind of a hard question to answer. You know, I just feel like the defense, you know, they focus on everybody, you know, just not one player.
You don't feel like you're a featured part of this offense, though?
Of course, I always feel like that. You know, but things have been going a little slow right now, so, you know, maybe defense is going to start paying attention to other guys, you know, like Jarius, you know, and Greg, you know, and just leave me wide open.
Cordero, you said that you were not feeling 100% after the game with the Lions. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling better. You know, each day, you know, getting up at 6 in the morning, going to the training room, you know, just getting treatment, you know, day in and day out on it. So, you know, each day, you know, hats off to the trainers, you know, they get me better each week.
What's Norbin like this week? I know you guys have had some struggles the past couple weeks. Did you notice his tone change? What's his message been?
Oh, nothing's changed about him, man. You know, he's the same guy, you know, and, you know, he expect big things out of us, you know, in this week, you know, it's the big week for us. So, you know, we hope we can get him what he needs this week.
You guys feel like you've let him down at all?
Of course, man. We feel like that all the time as receivers. You know, we talk to each other, you know, feel like we let this whole offense down. So, you know, it's our job, you know, to step up this week, you know, and just show everybody what this offense is about.
Coach Zimmer said earlier this week you have to do a little bit better job of getting open. Do you agree with that?
Of course, you know, he's just not speaking to me. He's speaking to this whole offense. You know, everybody got to do a better job getting open, you know, and, you know, we got to do everything we can to get open and just beat man coverage, just and to beat everything what defense is throwing at us.
And what's been the trouble for you sometimes getting open? Is it because they're keen on you? Is it because your injury or what's been the trouble, would you say?
You know, I don't feel like it's trouble, you know, and, you know, people always have, you know, bad days. You know, you can't always have a good day at work, so, you know, this week, you know, it's going to be different. You know, I feel like, you know, from yesterday's practice, you know, man, this whole offense, you know, we changed things around. So, you know, this week, you know, we feel like this is the week for us.
How does the hip injury have an effect on your game, though? Does it affect your routes?
It's kind of doomed because, you know, I couldn't cut like I wanted to. So, you know, and last week, you know, coach, they did a good job, you know, rotating me, you know, in and out with Charles, you know, and Charles is a great guy. So, you know, and a good player. So, you know, they did a good job with that.
With some of the downfield stuff you guys are trying to do, does it get hard to establish all that when pressure's coming in as fast as it was last week?
Oh, yeah, it kind of is. You know, Detroit, you know, they got the best defense, you know, in NFL right now. So, you know, it was kind of hard. But, you know, we feel like, you know, we wanted the best offense. So, you know, we got a lot to prove ourselves. You know, we got to prove ourselves this week and just show people what we all about.
You're saying that the wide receivers are kind of taking this hard. The O-line's taking it personally. So, you always talk about it being an offense in general. Why do you think the wide receivers feel like they're letting the team down?
Because, you know, like Coach Zimmer said, you know, I'm not getting open, you know, and I feel like everybody else not getting up. So, you know, we're going to take it personally. You know, they feel like they're not really trusting us right now. So, we got to go in and, you know, just show them what we all about. You know, we got to make everybody else start believing us, you know, and maybe we'll get more touches and things will change around here.
Coach Turner said last week he pointed to the Atlanta game where Atlanta keyed on you and Jarius Wright came up with a big game. Is that a key also that if defense is going to key a lot on you to free guys like Wright, Moore, Jennings, what have you?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I love when they key on me. You know, I can't do everything by myself, and you know, I'm not a selfish guy. So, you know, when they do things like that, you know, it's just open up for other guys and getting them better opportunities than me.
But does that make you just want it more then?
You know, it's hard to say, man. You know, of course – Each one of us want it, but, you know, when your number's called, you know, you just got to go out and bust your tail and, you know, just make the best out of it.
What do you attribute – I'm not talking about you specifically, but there's been some drops just across the board this season. What do you attribute that to? And, I mean, is there a frustration level in among receivers, tight ends, backs about that?
Only frustration thing is losing. You know, we're receivers and we drop the ball. You know, we get penalties. We do all that. So we're not perfect. You know, we just got to learn from our mistakes. And, you know, like I say, you know, we just got to go in, you know, this week and just prove ourselves.
You guys feel like you have something to prove after these two tough losses?
Sure, we have something to prove each day. You know, it's just not just after a loss, after a win. You know, just going back and looking at film, you see a lot of things you can prove on.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for your time.